For those of you who know and who don't know, there is a conspiracy theory that Salieri killed Mozart by poisoning him, perhaps with arsenic. Is that true or is it not? That's the question we will explore today. This is Exploring Classical Music Podcast, and Lika, your host. Our theme music for today is a Venice Symphony in D major written by Salieri. You will know more about Salieri in this episode, so don't switch off. And this symphony is really short, it's only about 10 minutes, so I strongly encourage you to click the link in the description to listen to the entire thing. This was the second movement. So, let's proceed. First, most of you probably aren't very familiar with Antonio Salieri and his works. I think he deserves a short introduction here. The introduction will be short indeed, because not much is known about his life, not nearly as much as we know about Mozart, Beethoven, and others. Antonio Salieri was born in 1750. Keep in mind that he died in 1825 when he was 75 years old. It is super duper old for the time. Anyway, he was born in Italy in a small town, Legnago. I think that's how you pronounce it. When he was 13, his parents died not too long apart from one another. So the boy and his siblings became orphans. So the kids were distributed among relatives to be taken care of, and Antonio was sent to his older brother, who was a monk. By the way, Salieri had a beautiful singing voice, and he studied piano and violin, and he was very passionate about music by this time already. So once he was living with his older brother, he was sent to a monastery school, not surprisingly, and was singing in the church choir. He spent in the school for about 2 years and then was sent to a friend of the family, Giovanni Mocenigo, I think that's how you pronounce his name, who took him to Venice. I have to note here that Giovanni was a very wealthy aristocrat, so Salieri practically found himself living in a paradise. This is where and when Salieri was getting very serious musical education. At this time, Salieri was noticed by a prominent at the time musician, Florian Leopold Grassmann. Why was he prominent? Because he held a bunch of positions at various courts, something that Mozart really wanted in order to make income, in case you skipped the episode on Mozart. And then Grassmann later served as a kapellmeister for the Viennese Imperial Court, probably the most important court. So he was a big guy, and he was Salieri's teacher and mentor for a very long time. As we all know, even big guys eventually face death. Grassmann was not an exception. He died in 1774. Salieri was the successor. Well, not quite. Salieri was the court composer. There was a different court kapellmeister, though. But that's okay, Salieri was also given the post of an opera kapellmeister. So overall, he was in a really good position to compose and live very well. But, don't get me wrong, Salieri did work very hard for Grassmann and all his challenging projects, composed a bunch of operas at the time, and was doing extremely well. Salieri was a very good composer, very smart, very knowledgeable, and creative. He composed well. He wouldn't be appointed to the court if people didn't like his works. But before 1774, there was 1756, the year Mozart was born. Interestingly, Mozart was on everybody's mind. People were absolutely shocked by his talent at his early age, and Mozart's compositions were very successful for the most part. Nevertheless, Mozart was not appointed to any court positions and struggled financially for the major part of his adult life. If you want to know more about Mozart, check out my Mozart episode. Salieri was later in his life promoted to the actual court kapellmeister. Well, with his positions and relatively wealthy existence, pardon my phrase here, Salieri was composing and composing and composing. He did have some trouble getting his operas popular in Vienna because Italian operas were a little on a decline in Vienna. At the time, German music and specifically opera was promoted better. But it's okay, Salieri wrote for both Italian and German theaters, so he received very decent success anyway. Yes, he was traveling back and forth and he was allowed to do that. Now I will try to answer a few questions today. First, why was Salieri forgotten, or was he? Second, why is Salieri portrayed as an inferior to Mozart? Why he shouldn't have been, probably? Third, were Mozart and Salieri rivals? To what extent and why? And the fourth, did Salieri actually kill Mozart? First of all, Salieri was kind of forgotten. When let's take Mozart, Beethoven, Haydn, and others that we know, a lot of them did not outlive their music, but their music outlived them. Or at least they were kind of even, like in the case of Haydn. Mozart died way too early. His music still lived when he was put in grave, and it lived very vividly in people's hearts. Same with Beethoven. He died before people let go of his music. Salieri, on the other hand, outlived his music. Salieri's music died long before he did. At the end of his life, specifically for about 2 decades before his death, Salieri barely composed. He was giving a lot of music lessons to some of the greatest performers and composers, including Beethoven, Schubert, and Liszt. So there is that. In that regard, you can say that Salieri's talent was not stronger than his health. Is Salieri's music actually inferior to Mozart's? Probably. Again, don't get me wrong or maybe too serious. It's a very subjective opinion. Salieri did write very good and decent music. It's very pleasant to listen to. For example, take a listen at this teeny tiny piece of Salieri's A Piano Concerto in B-flat major. I think it's beautiful and it's just a very short piece, so click the link in the description to go to YouTube and listen to the entire thing. A lot of people like it very much, so it's definitely worth checking out. Also, don't forget that Salieri lived and died in a very strong competition. Some of the greatest geniuses were composing during his lifetime, Mozart and Beethoven. Beethoven absolutely astonished people when he first performed his pieces in Bonn, and then absolutely shocked people in Vienna. So it was difficult for Salieri. Salieri was a good composer, but not as great as the absolute geniuses. Whether his music is inferior or not is for you to decide. Were Mozart and Salieri rivals? Definitely. Salieri was a renowned composer, but Mozart took the stage and people's hearts. Keep in mind, they're only 6 or 7 years apart, but Salieri nevertheless was in a great position. He had the great job that every composer could only dream about. He had money, he had influence, and he was able to perform all his operas with no problems. While Mozart was struggling financially for a good portion of his life, couldn't get a nice stable job, any court appointment, and wrote a few letters to his father about getting thwarted by Italians. On the other hand, both Mozart and Salieri kept their rivalry as pure professional competition. At least it may seem like it. For example, Salieri often conducted Mozart's work himself, and both of them worked on a cantata together. I don't think that the scores of the cantata survive to our day, so it is unclear who wrote which part of the cantata and how it sounded like. So why did Salieri Salieri, a respected musician who lived comfortably his entire life and who achieved a lot to be considered one of the best, become the rumored murderer of great Mozart. There are a few reasons. In case you skipped the episode on Mozart, at the end of his life, Mozart believed that he was poisoned and believed that he was writing the Requiem that he was paid for himself. Mozart did make that claim. He said, "Surely I have been given poison. I cannot let go of this thought." Upon checking for facts, it is known that Salieri did in fact visit Mozart by his bed when the latter was very weak and very sick, basically a few days before his death. Everybody loves a good conspiracy theory, so this one was stuck. There is one problem with it though. Why would Salieri want to kill Mozart? It is Mozart who probably would want to poison Salieri because of the position that he held. It is Mozart who was struggling to pay his debt and keep his wife in hospital due to her poor health issues. It seems like Mozart has the motive for murdering Salieri, not the other way around. Salieri lived a good life and didn't seem to need anything. Well, people found a simple explanation for Salieri's motive. Mozart was the genius and Salieri was not. This is the question of inferiority. Well, this legend became very popular. In 1830, Alexander Pushkin, probably the best Russian writer of all times, used that rumor as the basis for his play Mozart and Salieri, casting the former as a genius and the latter as a jealous schemer. Later in the 19th century, Rimsky-Korsakov turned Pushkin's play into a witty short opera. In 1979, there was a British playwright named Peter Schaffer who wrote Amadeus. It's a sophisticated variation on Pushkin's concept, and it became a mainstay of the stage. And then, of course, there is Amadeus movie. The film promotes the image of Salieri as a malefactor. I watched it a long time ago, so can't exactly remember the plot, but the movie does portray how inferior Salieri is to Mozart and how jealous he is of Mozart's gift. But there is one particular scene that stuck in my head for a long time. The scene is where Salieri is head-to-head compared to Mozart. So here how it goes. Salieri, being the court composer, wrote a little something for the emperor to play on piano, which he did. While he was playing, the emperor was playing the piece that Salieri composed a day prior, I guess, Mozart enters the room. Apparently, he had an appointed meeting there or something. He hears the music and then the emperor gives the score to Mozart to play when the latter says he doesn't need any. Of course, the emperor doesn't believe Mozart and asks him to play. So Mozart does perfectly well with no scores after one time of hearing the music. And then he improves the piece, all in front of Salieri. You need to hear this. This is the piece written by Salieri and played by Mozart when the emperor asks him to. And this is how Mozart improved that piece that Salieri wrote. To me, the Mozart's version sounds like what Mozart would do. I don't know, however, if the Salieri's piece is what Salieri would compose, and frankly, I don't even know what the piece is and whether it was actually the case. It just stuck with me because the scene really does reflect the genius of Mozart and Salieri's jealousy. Click the link in my description to actually watch the scene on YouTube. It is interesting. And this leads me to my second point. In 1823, Salieri was hospitalized. He was terminally ill and deranged. It is said that he accused himself of poisoning Mozart. In more lucid moments, though, he took his words back. However, the damage was already done. Even if few believe the ramblings of a confused old man, the fact that Salieri had confessed to Mozart's murder gave the rumor some validity. Keep in mind that Salieri was super old. He died when he was 75. It is quite old nowadays, but it was incredibly old back then. So he wasn't quite in his mind, he was sick and talked a lot of nonsense, among which he allegedly confessed to the murderer. Again, these rumors were all around him for a long time, basically since the death of Mozart. Who knows why Salieri said that? Well, there you have it, folks. In my humble opinion, it is a very sad story. It is sad that we know of Salieri only because of these rumors that survive to this day, and not because Salieri was actually a very good composer. It is sad that we don't know Salieri's works very well, and that it is difficult to find much on YouTube, at least not nearly as easy as with Mozart. It is up to you to believe the rumors or deny them. It is up to you to judge whose works are better, Mozart's or Salieri's. It is up to you whether you'd like to subscribe to this podcast and spread the word about it, though I would highly appreciate if you did.